You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000.
All right, we're talking Super Bowl. We're talking Johnny Manziel as well. 216-578-0850. Cleveland.com story noting Johnny Manziel decided last Tuesday he flew out, informed those close to him of his intentions. On Wednesday, checked himself into an undisclosed facility somewhere within driving distance of Cleveland, a place that the Browns knew about and felt comfortable with. So apparently that's that good step for Johnny Manziel. And we can talk about your opinions on that as well. 216-578-0850. Before we get to Steve and Avon and we get to your calls about the Super Bowl, I just want to talk real quickly. Colin Cowherd called out Dan Patrick 2 days ago. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm Dan Patrick is my guy, is a guy that I am certainly very close with, a guy that I am very good friends with, a guy who has helped me personally and professionally be better at my job, even though you may not know it. But hey, in my opinion, he is a class act and a guy who does very, very well. And Colin Cowherd called him out basically saying Dan Patrick doesn't work as hard as Rome, not even close. That's why I've always respected Romy. He puts time in. Patrick needs 35 producers to fill a segment. And, of course, you know, listen, Dan Patrick is a very hardworking guy. He fired back at Colin Cowherd today and basically said, you know, all he does is give credit to his producers on the air because it isn't a one-man show. He said, if you want to criticize me because of the Rob Gronkowski moment on the podium, you have every right to do it. Guilty as charged. I criticize myself. But you know what? I'm good enough to be able to make a mistake in front of 100 million people. Are you? That was the question. So basically he said, we don't have ESPN muscles. I had them for 18 years. Leave ESPN. Get out and do what I do. Try it. Try a radio network, a simulcast, a column for Sports Illustrated, host the Olympics, Football Night in America, Sports Jeopardy. Try that, and then we can discuss work ethic. And I'll tell you what. I love Dan Patrick, and I think people – at certain levels need to be above taking shots at somebody else. And Dan Patrick also revealed that people from ESPN actually emailed him to apologize, saying they were embarrassed that Colin Cowherd would say something like that.
And that, you know what's so funny is the point that you just made about Colin Cowherd to Dan Patrick is similar to the negativity that is associated with Pete Carroll making a judgment decision in the biggest game and everybody wanting to rally around this negative or controversial decision that was made in a football game and not focus on all the great things that happened or the great work in this case that Dan Patrick has done, as you just listed a resume full of things that people like you and me would dream about doing that he's already accomplished. Sure. He deserves to be on that stage and was in that light for a reason. You know, you just don't put yourself in a hat and they pull out a name and you just get chosen to do it.
And Dan Patrick is a very, very nice guy. He's a very generous guy. He's good. People who work for him absolutely love him. And I certainly enjoy his program. I think he is one of the absolute best at what he does and has been for a long time. I mean, if you're around my age or your age, probably you grew up with Dan Patrick doing SportsCenter, and that was the guy. So it's just, to me, it's like, it's just such an unnecessary shot. If you want to take a shot out at him, like he said, for messing up about Gronk, you know, with it being his
tweet
first Super
something
Bowl,
about Gronk.
So say something about that. But if you want to call him out about his work ethic, I think that's just an aggressive thing to do. And I know Dan Patrick works incredibly hard. So I'm glad that he fired back at him today. And I support, I'm definitely on Team DP, no question about it.
I would love to be in a room the next time those two gentlemen are in a room together.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there. I don't think they're going to be like... I don't think they're exchanging, as they always say, I don't think they're going to exchange holiday cards anytime
soon. No, they're not. I'd like to be in that room just to see, feel the awkwardness, feel that elephant stampede through the room.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, Dan Patrick's got his feelings about ESPN. He left. He shared that whole story with me, and I think that he is, in terms of work ethic, the guy works incredibly hard because his show, you know, multiple hours a day. And I guess he's got producers and every, you know, what I think is cool about it is that everybody who watches the Dan Patrick Show knows the Danettes. You know, Mick Lovin actually is good friends with the team president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner. You got Seton, you got Paulie, you got all, you got the guys that are there. So he's got his crew. And I think I like it. I think it's good. I like the way that he runs his show, and DP and the Danettes, strong show.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see yesterday the tweet somebody sent us? Adam Koppen sent us with your bobblehead.
He did not. I did not.
You did not?
No.
That's right. You got to look at it. Browns Daily just retweeted it. It's you holding the crystal ball, standing over the shoe. Is that
Wilhelm,
the bobblehead you have?
Wilhelm, how often are you on your Twitter handle?
Yeah,
never, not anymore.
Why?
You said
I'm
you were coming back.
A hiatus. I will be back.
You said you were coming back.
I will be back.
Everybody wants you back.
I've got password issues, so I need to get with Twitter.
Yeah.
And figure it
just
out.
Just reset your password. Do whatever you want.
No, it's more bigger than that.
Bigger than that?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Sounds
intense.
Sounds very intense.
It's annoying. Not
yes,
intense.
It
it's annoying.
It's not intense. It's annoying.
Well, and they don't have a – I just want to speak to a human being to fix it instead of trying to troubleshoot.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
good
thank
luck.
You. Yeah,
Twitter doesn't
world we live
exist
in.
As people.
I'll fly to Redwood City, whatever I have to do.
By the way, Richie Markowitz, my buddy Jacuzzi Ricky, who made that song, What's
yes.
the Story with the Two
yeah.
Guys, he just texted me that he's got one of those bobbleheads as well.
When I did that deal after winning the national championship, I've got cases of bobbleheads. My mom and dad have cases of bobbleheads.
Why isn't there one in our studio?
I'll bring one in.
All
It'll
right.
sit right there. I'll
Beautiful.
Put double-sided tape. It'll stick right there in the middle. I have a 3-foot bobblehead at home, you know, that's down in my basement in my man cave.
Does the head bobble well?
The head does bobble, and my daughter loves it. Every time she bobbles its head, I bobble my head, so she thinks, like, you know, it's like a
it's
voodoo
like,
doll
yeah,
of some sort.
It's like controlled.
Yes, exactly. Ironically, quick story on the bobblehead. So when I first jumped on Facebook like 2 or 3 years ago after my career was over, I get a picture of a bobblehead, and a guy says, are you interested in buying this? And I'm like, no, dude, I got cases. I got, you know, the 3-foot bobblehead. I'm good. And the following photo is a picture of him standing next to a 6'5", but life-size bobblehead. And then, of course, I'm just like, at that point, I'm interested, like, not that I would ever want to buy it. I go, how much? He's like, $1,500. I'm like, no, you're crazy. I don't want a life-size bobblehead. What am I going to do with that? My kids are already freaked out by the one that I have. I don't need a 6-foot one in my basement.
You should have one, though.
But it's like 1 of 5 or 1 of 3.
So did you end up getting it or not?
No. If I'm doing anything, I'm calling the company. I'm having to make me one. It'll be 1 of 1.
We should have CBD bobbleheads in here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Kevin Griffin.
Kevin.
Figure it out. We could give it away at a Browns game.
We could.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't play for the Browns.
First 50 people.
216-578-0850. Yes, Gibbs.
I got some breaking news that I've been working on
since yesterday.
I now have the Katy Perry cleavage conversation.
Yes. So what was it?
All right. So Perry, of course, rocked the halftime show in a few different outfits. The beach-inspired one has betters talking. This is according to TMZ. The one site that hosted the odds on whether Perry would show cleavage during the performance, but there was a debate on what defines cleavage. Some people in the offices argued that since the boobs weren't pushed together, there was technically no cleavage. So the decision was made. The site has decided to pay both sides of the bet.
Wow.
TMZ.
Wow.
How about that?
So that's a – yeah, I mean, I could see how you would – I could see that. I mean, I could see it. That's why I was confused. They should have been – what they should have done for their sake has been specific that it was her first outfit,
sure.
Knowing that there were going to be outfit changes, and then they would have had a very clear no cleavage.
And speaking of Vegas, I read – I think it was Yahoo – said Vegas was hurt over that late interception by Seattle because Vegas would have made out largely had Seattle won because there were
72% of the
72% of the dollars.
Yep.
I think Vegas only profited $3.2 million on the Super Bowl, and majority of those came on prop bets.
In fact, the official number just tweeted out by RJ Bell, $115.9 million bet on the Super Bowl in Nevada, the second most ever, but down 2.86% from last year. So highest rated. And by the way, it is an instant classic. The NFL Network will be re-airing this Super Bowl at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. How about that?
Here's the other thing, too. The Gatorade baths. There were actually two of them.
There was blue, I saw.
There was blue, and there was also an orange one.
Yes!
Oh, my. Which was first?
Blue was first.
So then that's all that should count.
The blue Gatorade was first, but he was hit with both blue and orange Gatorade.
So they're going to pay out both sides. They'll pay blue and orange.
I mean, Vegas got killed on this, I feel.
I'm sure they did.
Well, Vegas, RJ Bell continuing to tweet out, Vegas had, so the Vegas still won $3.2 million.
Yeah, right.
Even though Patriots and over were the best possible outcomes for bettors. Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. We need to have prop bets for every major. Like, there should be one for the NBA.
How about we do the show from Vegas next year and do the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
We should.
One of us isn't coming home.
We've got a year to prep.
You have a year to prep.
I think it'd be great. For my birthday. Super Bowl, radio show.
Vegas. And we'll have the kid, since we're affiliated with NFL teams, we can't do any betting. We'll have the kid.
If you look up amazing in the dictionary, it would be all those things.
It would be all of those things. The kid will be the honorary better. What do I need to do? Kid. All right, when we come back here, we've got some nice news. Ross Tucker will be joining us at 2 o'clock. We're going to get some sound bites from Herm Edwards on Johnny Manziel. Want to hear your thoughts on the Browns quarterback and the Browns quarterback situation right now. What's next for this team? You can say give us an either or both. Should the Browns go get a veteran quarterback, or do we go in the draft and draft another quarterback? Let us know at 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. Zagura Wilhelm here on ESPN 850 WKNR.